chill advisory until noon today. It is brutally cold out there this morning. It'll feel as low as 35 below at times. Today, sunny with less wind, a high near zero. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 9 below. Tomorrow we're going to get some snow, 1 to 2 inches at night. It'll be sunny early, a high of 13 degrees. Currently 11 below under clear skies here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Jury selection begins today in St. Paul's federal courthouse for three former Minneapolis police officers indicted on civil rights charges in connection with George Floyd's killing. Joining us now is former federal prosecutor, Professor Mark Osler. He's a professor at the University of St. Thomas School of Law, and I had the pleasure of working with him when I was director of public relations at St. Thomas. Thank you, Professor Osler, for joining us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, and thank you for having me, and congratulations on the show.
Thank you very, very much. So, first of all, can you explain to us that the state trial won't start till June? What are the differences between this federal trial and the state trial?
You know, the biggest difference really is the charge, the top charge against these remaining three defendants. And it comes down to this, and this is something that's going to be very important in this federal trial, is that in the state charges, they're charged with aiding and abetting what Derek Chauvin did. In other words, with doing something to help him. These federal charges are about what they did not do, that they didn't intervene and that they didn't provide medical aid. And that's a pretty significant difference in terms of the proofs that are going to come forward, the witnesses who will be presented, and what's talked about in opening and closing. Because there's a big difference between proving what someone did and what someone did not do.
As far as the trial itself, it will not be televised. I think people were used to seeing it with Derek Chauvin every second was televised. What kind of an effect will it have on this trial to not have it televised?
In terms of the way that the lawyers behave and things like that, I don't think there will be a big difference. Of course, we're not going to see that. For the public, here's what really comes into play, is that not only is it not going to be televised, but Judge Magnuson is limiting the number of reporters in the room to five, one of whom is going to be a sketch artist. And that means that to know what's going on in this trial, we're relying on a pretty small part of the media. And that means that, you know, our understanding is going to be mediated by what we hear from radio, television, and newspapers.
Really
online, of course.
Absolutely. A really important part of the coverage. So in this trial, there's a good chance that some of the defendants will testify. We only heard from Derek Chauvin there near the end. What kind of an impact will it have to hear from the defendants?
I think you're right that I can't imagine that, for example, Officer Lane won't testify. I think he probably will. And it's because, you know, in the Chauvin case, he had some baggage that he had prior bad incidents he'd have to explain. At least for King and Lane, you know, they were new officers. They don't have a criminal history. They don't have that baggage. Officer Tao does have some. And I'd be more surprised to see him testify. And it's going to be a dramatic moment. It's one of those moments that I really wish was testified, because we're going to see an open court. Someone who was participating on the police side explain what they did. Now, how much will that help him? It depends on how well he does and how convincing it is. We should remember that, you know, Kim Potter testified on her own behalf and was convicted of the top charge. So obviously it did not work for her.
That's true. That's a good point to bring up. It is 7:23. We're talking with University of St. Thomas Law School Professor Mark Osler, about the upcoming jury selection. The pool of jurors is a statewide pool because it's a federal case. How will that impact this trial?
Well, you can expect that we're going to see a less diverse jury. It probably puts pressure on people from far out state in terms of travel time. That's something that we have to be cognizant of, that's something that makes a judge want to make the trial go faster. Now, we've already seen that this judge wants the trial to go fast. In fact, wants to conclude it in 2 weeks, which is the time that in the Chauvin trial they took just for jury selection. And probably the fact that you have people traveling longer distance is going to increase that pressure.
And when you look at each of these former police officers individually, they each have, and you've mentioned this before already, a different involvement in it and a different perspective, depending on where they were at the scene and how they responded.
That's right. And we're going, you know, I kind of think about it in terms of those Venn diagrams we all learned in math, the intersecting circles, because there's some things that they'll all say, I expect. And for example, that Derek Chauvin was in charge. We followed the direction of someone else. This wasn't my idea. But beyond that, we're going to hear different things from different people. For example, Officer Lane has facts to present that the others don't, that twice he suggested rolling George Floyd over on his side, that he's the one that traveled in the ambulance with George Floyd. And I think he's going to say that he tried to perform CPR on George Floyd. That is going to differentiate his case from the other two. And, of course, former Officer King is kind of in between the other two because he doesn't have the prior complaints against him that Officer Tao does, but doesn't have those positive equities in terms of being able to say, you know, I suggested turning him over that Lane does. So it's three very different cases, and hopefully we'll see that defined in the opening statements that are about to be made probably early next week.
Really appreciate your perspective. University of St. Thomas Law School professor, Professor Mark Osler, nice to talk to you. Hope to have you back on again. We appreciate it.
Please do. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.